And the first thing they would say to me is, where are we at on the scoreboard? And it was like the one question they ask every week, because in their mind, they already have an idea of what this experience is going to be like. And I would say, okay, well, we're getting in. And one time I'm like, we got the money, we're good.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Sarah Cayley, varsity volleyball coach for River Falls High School. She's going to tell us about selling sponsorships for their new video board and how they're looking forward to using it this fall. And we're here today with Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Matt, how you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Justin. It's a nice day.
It is a nice day. To start this episode, could you give us a background of yourself, Sarah, and what your role is?
Yeah, I grew up in Indiana. I went to school at the University of Illinois. I played volleyball there in the late 90s. I've been in the River Falls area for about 13 years. I'm a special education teacher in Woodbury, Minnesota, and I've been the varsity volleyball coach for 11 seasons now.
Nice. And then I think we have you kind of on the episode here today to talk about, you know, your involvement with River Falls High School and sponsorships on video displays, to be more specific. Can you tell us about the types of displays that you have at the high school, and then where are you running these sponsorships and for what sports?
Our story of how our scoreboard came about, kind of funny. It was brought up 3 years ago, and if I'm being really honest, I didn't ever think it would come to fruition, because our athletic director is very hesitant about asking people in the community for money. It's just one of those things. We had a referendum 2 years ago, and it's just something he's not comfortable with. So when he brought it up, I just thought it's never really going to happen. And then I got called into a meeting in June. It was the girls basketball coach, myself, and a couple of the sponsors that were already on board. So I came into it pretty late in the process, and I thought I was just there to kind of hear about it and all the fun features. Only to come to find out that we still had some money that needed to be raised. So when it comes to the actual information on the scoreboard, I know less about that. I do know that we upgraded to, you know, a better package. So we have the full video scoreboard. And that's really what was exciting to me as a coach and as a parent. I have a daughter that's on the volleyball team that plays for me. So, you know, I'm looking at it from a couple different hats there. And just the capabilities that it had to run the videos was what got my attention. And I know that selling the ads and the sponsorship is kind of a necessary evil to raise the money in order to have that. So I kind of got in at that point in early June and got on board to help raise some of that money that we needed to kind of get the final push and get it done.
And this video display is in your arena, so it's for multiple sports?
It is. It's in our main gym. So it's used in the fall for volleyball. It'll also be used for girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling, and gymnastics. And we've talked about in our meetings about how it could be used for so many different things. It could be used at graduation. Mm-hmm. It could be used by the PE classes. It could be used by the youth sports that use the gyms to host tournaments. So the wide range of capabilities that it has was really appealing to us.
Yeah, and that's something that's always interesting to hear from customers, too, is what do you use the displays for outside of sports, right? There's everything ranges from, you can have the movie nights, graduations, and those types of things as well.
Yeah, it was one of those things. I think that sports in general, if you're not an athlete, if you're not connected to a sport, and you're in the community, it's easy to say, well, you know, sports gets this and sports gets that. But we wanted to make sure that it was communicated as we were talking to these businesses that there's so many things outside of a volleyball match or, you know, a gymnastics meet that it could be used for.
Right, right. And then getting that set up and getting that ready for all those uses, what was it like working with the Daktronics team to help with those sponsorships?
They were amazing. And like I said, I came into the project so late. So the Booster Club president was at the meeting. The bank president that had already gotten on board to commit, who's also a member of the Booster Club in a small town, people wear multiple hats. Mm-hmm. They had so much more information than I did coming in because they'd been a part of the process, and obviously the athletic director. So when I met with Daktronics for the first time in June, we had two gentlemen that came to meet with us, and they were explaining the scoreboard itself, and they were explaining the marketing side of it and how it could be used to raise money for the athletic department and, you know, to promote those businesses. So I kind of came into it late in the game, and I just said, how can I help? And what Chris said to me was, you know, if you can help by connecting us to businesses, you know, we'll take care of a lot of things on our side, but you're the person in the community. You know people. And so that's really what I signed up for. I wanted to make sure that I was connecting our local businesses to Daktronics and make sure that we had a partnership there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, you mentioned you're kind of coming in towards the end and helping with the final push. So did you help set up those relationships? And then did you go present it all to some of these sponsorships, or how'd that go?
Yeah, it's just so hard in this new like COVID era. I'm sorry. I thought that kind of what I was signing up for was like I would just introduce the Daktronics team to the businesses. But we're just in a day and age now where, you know, it's not as easy for people to come here and personally meet. So I feel like my role took on a little bit of a different life because I am the person here in the community. So I was able to connect to those businesses. And I'm not from River Falls. My husband is. So I really relied on him a lot to say, what do you know about all these businesses? I wanted to make sure that I was sensitive to those businesses that have struggled through COVID because they had to be shut down. So not contacting, you know, restaurants that went 3 months of being closed and not having income. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try to pinpoint businesses that were still thriving in our economy, even though we've had all of these, you know, closings and layoffs and whatnot. So I really sat down and I made a list of people that I knew personally, because I feel like business people are more likely to make a connection and to get involved in a project if they have some sort of personal relationship, and businesses that were still successful despite, you know, our economic times.
Mm-hmm. And what was some of the responses you got from those businesses that you reached out to?
You know, I was asking about two different levels, you know, our level where your ad is permanently displayed on the scoreboard. We're asking for a large chunk of money every year over a 5-year commitment. So I knew that we had three of those already in signed up, signed, sealed, delivered. We were looking for a fourth. And then we were looking for smaller level sponsorships. And as I worked my way through the list, I was really pleasantly surprised at how many people said, yeah, I'd love to be a part of this project, because I didn't know. And asking for money, I don't think is an easy thing, but I think that it's, like I said, it's a necessary evil if you want this amazing product, which is the scoreboard. So I put a bunch of feelers out. I sent some emails. I made some phone calls. I even went as far as using like social media to reach out to somebody who I didn't have contact information for. And I got a lot of callbacks. And there were a couple people that said, you know, my marketing budget is X amount for the year, and this is just more than I'm capable of spending. I wish I could be a part of it, but I can't right now, which I absolutely understand. And I had a lot of people that said, yeah, I can't wait. Sign me up.
And I'm thinking, have you ever been a part of something like this before? Like, I mean, in the past of having to raise money for different things, or kind of what was your experience coming into, I guess, selling sponsorships nonetheless in a time where it's really hard to do that, right?
Yeah, I have never been involved in anything like this before. So I was a little intimidated. I felt like I was a little over my head, but it's one of those things where we're on such a short time frame. We met in June and we had to have all this figured out by early July, or else the scoreboard wasn't going to be in by the time school started. And I'm the only fall sport, volleyball. So I really felt like I owed it to my athletes and my team to make sure that I did what I could to help raise that money so that it was up and running for our season. I didn't want it to be one of those things where it got put in November and basketball and gymnastics and all these winter sports are using it and we didn't have the opportunity. So for the sake of them, I was really willing to jump in. We do a fundraiser every year for volleyball. We sell cookie dough. It's such a different thing. You know, buying a $10 box of cookie dough versus a $1,000 sponsorship is a huge difference. So, yep. And we do quite well with our cookie dough, but this is a whole nother animal. And so I just thought I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to give it a try. Yeah. Like I said, I was really pleasantly surprised. I got people that called back and we ended up selling that fourth like major sponsorship. And it was, to the gentleman I reached out to on social media who owns a tow truck company. And they actually have worked with you guys before because you put a big billboard for them out on I-94. So he knew your company, he knew your product. And that was exciting to him. And he has a son who's at the high school. So he's invested in that. And he's a River Falls guy. So he's born and raised here. He's invested in our community. So when he called me back and said, yeah, I'm willing to do it, I'll do the big one. I almost fell over because I wasn't expecting that. I was just trying to get a lot of smaller sponsorship to make up for this fourth one that we knew we didn't have. And then lo and behold, we ended up getting that and then extras.
So this is an awesome story. Cause you go from, you know, never having an experience of doing something like this to all of a sudden helping push through a project you didn't even think was going to happen. Is there, maybe talk about the moment when you hit the amount. I know this isn't probably like a telethon, March of Dimes, and we hit the number right, and everyone celebrates. But maybe just walk through the moment when you realized you did have enough money to proceed with the project.
Yeah, I was on a text chain with the bank president, who's one of our major sponsors, and the athletic director myself. And the bank president has a son who's a senior this year, who plays basketball, and he's really pushing for it because he wants his son to have that experience too. So he was a major factor in this project getting completed. And so the three of us were really working together, and we would check in each day, where are we at? We heard back from this business or that business, and we were just short, I don't know, I want to say maybe $4,000 or $5,000 of really hitting where we needed to be in order for our school board to say, yeah, we're okay, let's move forward. And I was actually in my backyard. I was supervising my two little ones. They were swimming. They had a couple of friends over, and the company called that had agreed to do the major sponsor. And I couldn't hardly hear, and we were chatting, and all of a sudden he said, yeah, I'll do the big one. And I'm like, can you say that again? And he said it. I almost fell in the pool. I was like dancing around the backyard, and I got off the phone and I called every person that I felt like had any investment in this. I called the basketball coach, and I was just going through the list. Now I'm like, we got the money. Like, we are doing this. We're moving forward. And it was such an exciting feeling when I walked into the gym for practice last Thursday and it was up. Mm-hmm. They'd been in there working on it all day, and my kids were supposed to be warming up, and they weren't. They were just standing there looking at it, and it was lit up. And I said, are you guys impressed? And they go, it is so big. It's so amazing. You know, they were just doing it on. And they said, I can't believe it's actually here. And I said, well, I can't either. I said, but I can tell you that there's a lot of people behind the scenes that worked really, really hard for it. And somewhere on that scoreboard, I'm going to find a way to like write my name up there. Like, Sarah was here. It was a labor of love, and it's so worth it.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story to hear too. And I'm curious, you said you were selling these different sponsorships. Were you selling them as like rotating content? You said there was a few that were going to stay on the display, but was the type of ads available for these sponsors a factor?
Yeah, they have the four permanent that are up there, whether the board's on or off, the logo is there all mm-hmm. the time. And then they have their commercials that will play during events. We just got, like I said, the board went up last Thursday and Friday. Our athletic director, unfortunately, his mother passed away last Friday. So he was out this week. So even though we had our first home match last night, it wasn't fully up and running. We just had the scoring capabilities. But by Monday, it will be full bore with commercials and our intro video. I'm lucky, my assistant coach is a videographer, so she does videos for us throughout the season. So she already has a 1-minute intro video for right before our starting lineup. It's going to be amazing. So that will all be set to go on Monday. The smaller sponsorship ads were obviously less expensive. They don't have their logo up there permanently, but they will run throughout each event. So we committed to each business that they would have their ad displayed, you know, a certain number of times throughout each event.
And you mentioned your assistant coach is a videographer, because that's where I was going to ask too, is that now you have this, and we talked a little bit before the episode about the broadcast team that's there, but what's kind of the behind the scenes then of how this board is going to be used? Is it a combination of, you know, coaches, parents, or students, or how are you guys handling that?
You know, we talked about having independent study class at the high school, because there's so many kids that are really getting into the technology. It's so different nowadays than it was back when, you know, I was in school 20 years ago. So these kids are so tech savvy these days. And so I think what they're trying to do is they're going to get a group of kids together that could learn how the scoreboard operates and all of the functions and all of the bells and whistles, so that they can take that on and earn class credit for coming to events and running it and kind of being responsible for that. I am really lucky that I have Sophie on staff, because she'll make all the videos for us. And even last night, Ben from Dactronics was there. He had gone into a presentation in another area. He stopped by to make sure everything was running smoothly. So the customer service was great. And when I saw that he was there, I went up to the area where he was sitting, and I was kind of chatting with him. And my athletic director came over, because he knew what I was doing. And he was like, I told Sarah, just the score tonight. We're not doing any of the extras. And then as soon as the ED walked off, I'm like, hey, we got this video. Do you think you could help us? And he worked for about 30 minutes, but it was literally like right before we started the match. He didn't have time to get it uploaded and all that stuff. So he just said, you know, by next Monday, we'll have you rolling. And that's what we're planning to do. Our girls are so excited, because they've gone to Gopher volleyball matches or the Badger matches, and they see that when the starting lineup gets announced, there's a little video of each individual player, and they are so stoked for that. So we're looking to use it in that capacity quite a bit throughout the volleyball season.
Awesome. That's what I love to hear too, because we talked with, I think some other high schools or even colleges, right, about the importance of, there's an education side to getting a display like this. Like you're talking about students being able to use it for credit. And then we hear from colleges that they have students coming in. If they had experience in high school, then they look for them to help in college if they want to, right? And then you can go from there into minor leagues, professional sports. So there's the sponsorship side we've talked about today. There's stuff that's good for the student athletes, but then there's also this education aspect that I think sometimes people don't realize.
Absolutely. I think it's a way to connect students that might not be involved in sport, being players on teams, but connecting them to just activities that are happening in the high school by being involved in another capacity. It's like, you know, running a play and you have the actors, but you also have all of those people behind the scenes that are making it work, and they're just as valuable. We also talked about, you know, this is benefiting the sports that actually play in the gym, and how can we highlight some of the sports that maybe don't, like a tennis team or cross country or football or whatever, because they're not getting access and the same use of the scoreboard that those in gym sports are. So
yeah.
I talked to the athletic director about having a videographer go to those boards, create some, you know, 30-second clips or whatever. So when it's a timeout for a volleyball match, you can say the highlights from last week's tennis, and you could play it and you could give some of those other athletes that same exposure and recognition.
Right. That's an awesome idea. And maybe even you can, when you have pep rallies or something, you bring everybody in, you can use the board and show all those highlights all at once type of thing.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm already realizing there's a lot here, Sarah. You said you were a varsity volleyball coach, and you have already proven that you can now also help raise sponsorship revenue. And then now you're even getting involved into broadcast production type of thing. So it seems like you're wearing a lot of hats.
I really enjoy it. And I love the value it adds for the fan experience. I've said for years, like, I think going to some sort of sporting event isn't just about like watching the sport. I think it's about the way you feel and the excitement that can be created. So we're in a crazy time right now with COVID, to where we're very lucky we get to play volleyball, but we only get to have fans at our home match, and it's only parents. So there's a list, and there was probably 20 people at our match last night, where we're used to having, you know, 200. So I just think that the energy has to be created in another way right now. And I'm grateful that we have the scoreboard up, because I think that's one way we can create energy, even though the gym is pretty empty.
Right, right. And you mentioned during COVID and everything that's going on there, and you were selling these sponsorships during this COVID time. Would you have any advice for people that are out there looking to do that right now?
I would say don't be afraid to ask. And that was one thing that I thought was going to hold the scoreboard project up, is that our administration really doesn't want to ask people for more. They don't want to put people in an awkward position. But I think that if you're at least willing to ask for them to be a part of the project, you're giving them a chance to say yes or no. And if they don't want to do it, they're going to say no. But I think people will be surprised if they get out and they start asking how many people will say, yes, I want to be a part of that.
Right.
And those that said no to me were, I really wish I could, now it's just not the right time. Or like I said, my budget is this, I just can't afford that. Maybe in the future I could, you know, prepare for it. But when I only gave them 3 weeks notice and needed a yes or no, it was a little tight timeline for some of them. But there wasn't one person that I felt like was offended that I reached out to them, or really just didn't want to be a part of it.
And I'm thinking, you mentioned, you know, during these times, parents are only allowed, but aside from maybe just being the most excited for the future is when you can have a packed place again, what are any other ideas that you have about how you're going to use the display?
Yeah, I can't wait to get the gym full again and be able to have that, because I think it's one of those things where people can be interactive with the scoreboard. We have an amazing student section, and I really, kids today are so much more creative than I ever could be. So I think getting some ideas from them to where when they do some of their chants and cheers, having that up on the scoreboard just to kind of, I don't know, motivate them and kind of get them all on the same page, it'll just make it that much more of a ruckus, rowdy crowd.
I'm thinking it's one of these two of, I don't know if we mark it on our calendars for this time next year, but whenever we talk to customers, it's always awesome. There's two things. One, they get really excited when they get a new display, right? And,
yeah.
And, but then when you talk to them, maybe after a year or 2 years later, how they use a display from right away to that time changes so dramatically, because you go from making sure you can run it to all of a sudden now, yeah. Like you're almost talking, unleash some creativity from students on there and doing that. So I'd be really interested to see too, in a year or so, of how much have you grown in that aspect?
It's going to be amazing. Even last night being the first night that it was actually like on and we were using it. We have our score tables crew, which is somebody who does our book. And then we have somebody that runs the scoreboard and somebody that does the libero tracking. Well, our scoreboard and libero tracking group is a husband and wife. She's a fourth grade teacher here in our district. I had their daughter. She played for me my first 2 years here. So I know them really well. And they were having so much fun playing with it, like at a timeout. And I would see all of a sudden it would say like, nice serve up on the board. And I would look over and he'd be like, I did that. You know, he was so excited. And then he was trying to teach her and he's like, no, you don't hit that. You do this. So even just in the hour and a half we were in the gym last night, the amount that they learned sitting there, just kind of playing around with it. So like you said, yeah, the more we get comfortable with it, the more we're able to use it. The ideas are just going to take off, I think.
I feel like that's so much more excitement. When I was a kid too, and I had to help out with other ones, it was just a scoreboard in our gym, right? And it's fine, but it was like, there's no that, hey, I put content up there, do anything like that. So that's awesome to see that they're using it that way and getting that excited about it.
Yeah, they would put something up. And then at one point I said, did you do that? And he was like, I don't think so. I think the guy up there from Gagtronics did it. But he's like, maybe I did. And then he was trying to figure out how to do it again. It was a riot.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Sarah, I wanted to thank you for coming on and sharing all this information, especially from all of your experiences and trying to sell the sponsorships and how you're looking forward to using your display. I'm kind of excited, like Matt said, to hear how you're using it a year from now after you keep learning as you go with it.
Yeah, it's something that over the course of the summer, as soon as I got involved in the project in June, I was actually doing a book club with my returners. I had 9 varsity returners, and just to kind of keep them connected. And so in the summer, they would come to the house and we would sit out around the back with an outdoor speaker and we would listen to this audiobook. And we would do a little check-in for a few minutes before every weekly book club. And the first thing they would say to me is, where are we at on the scoreboard? And it was like the one question they ask every week, because in their minds, they already have an idea of what this experience is going to be like. And I would say, okay, well, we're getting there. We're getting in. And one time I'm like, we got the money. We're good. And so they asked me, we were able to start tryouts on Labor Day. And they said, when's the scoreboard going? And I said, I actually haven't heard. And so I think they were kind of bummed because they just thought, okay, the ball's been dropped somewhere. And then the next week we walk in and it's up and they had no idea that it was even happening. So it was a nice little early Christmas gift for them.
Yeah. Surprise. I'm walking to the gym like Christmas morning. Look, it's here.
Yeah. It's all lit up and sparkly and awesome. Right. We're super excited.
That's awesome.
These are great experiences. And it sounds like you've grown so much too, just through all this whole process. Does it make you want to start selling stuff for other things now, or like new bleachers or something?
No, but I was talking to Ted last night and I said, you know, there were some people where once we hit our limit and I said, okay, we've got enough. There were other people that I still had on my list, but I just got so busy with going back to school and the season starting and I have 5 kids of my own, you know, so like life is a circus. Mm-hmm. But I did tell him, I said, I am going to circle back to those people because I think that there's more money to be made that will help our athletics department. Because I mean, we're in a time where, you know, budgets are getting cut left and right. If we can make money off of the scoreboard to help offset some of that. And I know there's certain sports that do well with their own fundraising. Like I said, we sell cookies, we do great. But there's some sports that don't. And if this scoreboard can make money that will help provide for some of those sports that don't have those same experiences, then I'm all for it. So I do have some people to get a hold of. So River Falls businesses are not safe yet because I'm still out there. I just need some time to get back to it.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck with reaching out to those businesses. Hopefully everything works out well with that. And thanks for coming on today and sharing your experience with your new scoreboard.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dactronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.